Welcome back to Bixby. Evan Farbach, Jay Stump with you. Tommy McGanna back in the Osage Casino Studios. 12 minutes on the clock here in quarter number four. Bartlesville leading Bixby 30-27. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center. Quality imaging close to home. It's second down and nine, Bartlesville. They're in Bixby territory at the Spartan 42. Jay, 12 more minutes. If Bartlesville can hang on, they will serve the Bixby Spartans their first loss to a team not named Jinx since week number 10 of 2013. Bixby won the state championship last year, beat Lawton. The Wolverines, of course, beat the Bruins in the first round of the 6A2 playoff last year. Second down and nine, Bartlesville. From the Bixby 42, they move Simpson in motion to the left. Here's the snap. Pitch play into the right flat to Jaron Helger. Breaks the tackle. He's got open field. Inside the 35, to the 30, dragging tacklers to the 29-yard line. Jaron Helger picks up a first down, a gain of 13 on second down and nine. It's first down and 10 now. Bruins at the Bixby 30-yard line is where they'll mark it.
Nice run there by Helger. Picks up
12 officially.
Yeah, 12 yards.
Empty backfield now for Bartlesville. Five wide receiver set. Penrod pauses. Now bends his knees. Three to the left, two to the right. Here's the snap. Colton sets his feet. Play action fake. He's going to pump it. Now he throws it on the far sideline. Incomplete. Try to get it to Garrett Meidel, who is in double coverage. And perhaps Penrod just deciding to throw the football away as Bartlesville came out in a passing formation. Bixby dropped back into coverage. No one was open. Incomplete pass brings up second down and 10. Bartlesville still at the Bixby 30. 11:33 to play fourth quarter. Bartlesville leading Bixby 30-27.
Colton Penrod now has 190 yards passing off it. He's 10 for 21.
Bixby showing blitz from the left side. Spartans with three down linemen. Linebackers in a rushing stance. They move Hildre in motion to the right, and he fumbles the snap. Bixby picks it up.
They say
incomplete pass. They say it's a shovel pass. Oh, my goodness. That is a huge break for Bartlesville. As they moved Helger in motion from the left to the right, as I mentioned, and Penrod was trying to run away from the blitz. And I think had he been able to give that to Helger, it would have been a good play. But Jaron dropped it, and that's the right call. It was just a little shovel pass over the middle to Helger, and he dropped it incomplete, not a fumble. So now a third down and 10 play up coming for Bartlesville from the Bixby 30. Good break for Bartlesville.
That happened in Bartlesville a couple of weeks ago, where the ball was shuffled on the other side, and Bartlesville looked like they had an apparent recovery, but that's a good call.
Empty backfield, third down and 10. Penrod going to throw it. Wide open over the middle, complete for a touchdown. Kemar Gray runs it in. That's his first touchdown as a Bruin. Kemar Gray had two receptions for 9 yards last week, and he was wide open. No one within 15 yards of it, and Bartlesville takes a 36-27 lead with 11:24 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Extra point pending.
Wow, big play, and probably not bigger all night long than that. Pass play, 30 yards from Colton Penrod to Kemar Gray, and now the Bruins looking to notch it up by 10 if Garrett Meidel can kick this one through.
Meidel standing there. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up, and it is good. Bartlesville 37, Bixby 27. 11:24 left to play fourth quarter. 30 seconds right back. You're listening to Bruin Football on KWON. Welcome back to Bixby. 11:24 left in the ballgame. Bartlesville leading the Spartans by two scores. It's a 10-point ballgame, 37-27. Bruins in the lead over Bixby. Hope that your Friday evening's going well. It's been a terrific ball game, Jay, as billed. And really, it's been all Bartlesville here in the second half. Had a big, long pass play on a screen pass for Bixby to Connor Walker, but other than that, it's been Bruins, Bruins, Bruins here in the third and fourth quarter. Of course, we're just 36 seconds into the fourth so far.
Yeah, you'll go back and look, and at the first quarter, Bartlesville only had 25 yards total offense. We thought it was going to be the defense against the offense, Bruins versus Bixby, but really the Bartlesville defense has stood up huge in the last several plays. They did give up that 80-yard pass out in the flat that the guy was touched, but still made it a big run. But Bruins' offense has come alive in the second half.
End over end kick by Meidel, who's kicking into the wind now, still goes for a touchback. Garrett Meidel's leg has got some oomph on it tonight. That's four touchbacks in a row for Meidel. Big Sweet takes over, first down and 10 at its own 20-yard line. 11:24 to play in the ball game, trailing Bartlesville by 10. 37-27, that check of the scoreboard brought to you by Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist.
You know, we haven't. I don't know if you're keeping track of where the starting positions were, but
I have been a bit.
But it seems to me like Bixby has started from their 20 or less
yes.
every single series.
They have, and it was the 35 or further every series in the first part of the first game here. Handoff up the middle, Nick Roller. Dump trucks down across the 25 to the 26, a gain of 6 on first down and 10. Roller, once again, not getting much, definitely not getting loose. Of course, he's not really an open field runner, but he hasn't really busted into the secondary very many times. Usually drugged down by the Bruins' front seven. It's a quarterback keeper, and Griffin's drugged down right at the line of scrimmage. Option read, Griffin took it around the right side, pulled it back from the gut of Nick Roller and got maybe a yard. So now it's third down and short for Bixby. Third down and three, Spartans at their own 27-yard line. They need to get to the 30 for a first down. 10:45 and counting. Left to play fourth quarter. 37-27 Bruins.
Yeah, I was going to say, they had 12 guys on the field. I was sitting there trying to count it all again.
Bartlesville putting about 11 guys in the box here on third down and three. Bixby with only one wide receiver. That's Cade Cabinets on the far sideline. And he's matched up against Easton Hammond. They give it to Roller. He's met at the line of scrimmage and falls forward close to a first down. I believe his second effort will get him there. Nice job by A.J. Parker, who met him right at the line of scrimmage. I mentioned the fact that Bartlesville had 10 of their guys right at the ball there toward the center of the field, and the defensive back Parker met Roller at the line of scrimmage, but he rolled over him for a first down. No pun intended. First down and 10. Spartans at their own 31. Quick throw into the left flat. Complete to Connor Walker for 2 or 3 yards. Tackled over there on the far sideline by E.J. Parker. Been all over the field this afternoon or evening. Clock ticks underneath. 10 minutes to play. Second down and long upcoming for Bixby. We'll call it second down and 6 for the Spartans at their own 34-yard line.
260 yards unofficially for Tanner Griffin.
Handoff up the middle to Roller, finds a blocker ahead of him, and rolls close to the 40-yard line, drug down about the 39, gain of 5 and second down and 7, so now third down and 2 upcoming for the Spartans. Clock starting to perhaps be a factor, probably not just yet, but we're getting there. Under 9:30 to play in the ballgame, Bartlesville by 10, 37-27. Four down linemen for Bartlesville. It's a 3-wideout set for the Spartans. Cabness and Walker over here on the near side. Single back is Roller behind Griffin. They hand it off to Roller. Off left tackle. Has a little hole and a first down across the 41 to the 42. Gets about 2 or 3 yards when he needed one. And it's a first down and 10 for the Spartans at their own 42. Clock ticking closer to 9 minutes left to play in the ballgame. Bartlesville by 10. 37-27. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center. Quality imaging close to home. Bruin front seven still doing a pretty good job, Jay.
A little different look. DeAndre Williams now is on the left end.
Blitz up the middle. They pick it up. Griffin's going to pass it. Heaves it deep far sideline, and it is incomplete. Cade Cabinets had his man beat over there, but Easton Hammonds came from behind and knocked it loose. As I said, Cabinets, who has been matched up against A.J. Parker for the majority of the evening, was going up against Easton Hammonds that time. They went right at Hammonds. He had him beat by about a step, but he knocked the ball loose at the end. And that's an incomplete pass. Brings up second down and 10 now for Bixby, still from their own 42. Clock stops at 8:57 left to play in the ballgame.
Boy, A.J. Parker's really playing off.
Nope, incomplete pass over here on the near sideline. It's in the shotgun. Griffin tried to just get it on a quick out to Jake Spriggs. Spriggs caught one pass earlier in the game. He's been one of their best wide receivers this year. Tied for the team lead with 12 receptions for 249 yards and a touchdown, but only one catch tonight, and that one sailed on Griffin. Incomplete. Couple incompletions. Brings up third down and 10 for Bixby from their own 42. Big play here. They're pretty deep in their own territory. Probably don't want to go for it, I would guess, if they don't get it. Bartlesville fans on their feet on the far sideline. Calling out an audible. Griffin gets the shotgun snap. He's going to throw it. Quick throw over the middle, and it's incomplete. Well underthrown. Tried to get it to over there on the far sideline. That was Nick Swanson, and I think he was trying to give him a back shoulder throw, and Swanson just wasn't looking for it. He threw him at his feet. Incomplete pass brings up fourth down and 10. Up comes the punt formation for the Spartans. clock stopped with 8:49 left to play in the ballgame. 37-27 Bruins. And a very nice third down play there by the Bartlesville defense. Bruin defense getting the job done in the second half, Jay.
You talked about it being a factor early on, the clock, and now we'll see what happens when Bartlesville gets the ball back.
Punt was nearly blocked by Tristan Crowder, but the punter, Jason Campbell, got it away, and it's fair caught by Keymar Gray at the Bruin 23-yard line. So Colton Penrod and Bartlesville will look to churn some clock here. 8:41 left to play in the fourth, leading Bixby by 10, 37-27, and you'd like to see this drive end up with some points today, but more importantly, don't want to go three and out. Pick up some first downs, stay in bounds, and perhaps it'll tick off a few minutes of the clock. This is a two-score ball game now.
Yeah, and really, Bixby has not shown, again, they can move the ball down the field very well. Looks like we're going to get a media timeout? They didn't signal who it's coming from, so it must be a media timeout.
Yeah. We'll take a 30-second break with them. 8:41 to play fourth quarter, 37-27 Bartlesville over Bixby. The check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality physical therapy close to home, back in 30 on K1. In the ballgame, first down and 10, Bartlesville. Bruins forcing the Spartans to punt, and now they have it at their own 22-yard line, up by 10, 37-27. Big game on the road here against one of the top teams in the state. Handoff left side. Jaron Hillinger stays in bounds wisely in a gain of one or two. Just kind of comes to a knee there toward the left hash. Clock ticking underneath 8:30 to play in the ball game. They'll give him 1 yard. Second down and 9 now, Bartlesville. You don't want to get into the motion of just trying to run the clock out. You still got to play football. Only a 10-point lead, but you just want to be smart about it, I think.
Yeah, certainly. And killing the clock. Oh, there's going to be a encroachment. Big time.
And we've got a flag, yes, and it's going to be against Bixby.
Yes, unabated, I think.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened there. The Spartans somehow got drawn offside, so what Jay said is correct. And now it's going to be second down and a little bit shorter. Second down and 4 now for Bartlesville, and they'll be at their own, 26-yard line.
Well, that helps Bartlesville after that just a 1 yard carry on first down. Now it's second down and should be 4.
Yeah, second down and 4. They're letting the clock run. 7:50, 7:49, 7:48. Bartlesville taking their time on offense, wisely so. Second down and 4 from their own 28. Pistol formation, Penrod just looking at the clock. Here's the snap, handoff of the middle, Jaron Hillinger. Spins past one man across the 30, near the 31. He gets about 3 yards in second down and 4. Now third down and short upcoming for Bartlesville. Clock going to wind down close to 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Once again, Bruins leading Bixby 37-27. Check of the scoreboard brought to you by Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist. We'll see what the Bruins drop here on third down, and it's a long one, really closer to third down and 2. They're going to be able to tick this thing down just to barely under 7 minutes to play. And they're really, just really milking it. I'll tell you, they're going to milk every second. They're just kind of standing around.
4 seconds left.
4 seconds. I don't know. They must be taking another timeout here. They do, yeah, because they were not ready at all. So they take a timeout, and we'll take 30 seconds with them. Third down and 1 upcoming for Bartlesville. On their own 31, leading Bixby 37-27, just over 6 minutes left to play in the ballgame. You're listening to Bruin Football on K1. Welcome back to Bixby. Evan Farbach, Jay Stump with you. Tommy McGinna back in the Osage Casino Studios. A pretty big third down and 1 play upcoming for Bartlesville. They're right at their own 31. Need to get to the 32 for a first down. Really at their 30 and a half. So it's more like a yard and a half they need. 6:59 left to play in the ballgame. The Bruins get this first down. They can milk it down closer to 5 minutes to play. So just trying to use some clock and move the football. They've done nothing but run so far. They only have one wide receiver here. Split diamond formation. Penrod hands it off to Hillinger up the middle. Keeps his feet churning. Dives forward. He's close to a first down. He may have gotten a yard when he needed a yard and a half. Not 100% sure. Bruin offensive linemen think they have it. Hunter Gritzmaker thinks they have it. Haven't seen the official spot yet. First down, Bartlesville. Right at the marker at the 32. Hillinger gets a yard and 3/4 when he needed a yard and a half. First down and 10, Bartlesville right at the 32. 6:52 and counting now left to play in the ballgame. 37-27 Bartlesville. four wide out set, pistol formation. We'll see if the Bruins keep on running it. Play clock under 10 seconds. They're going to milk it down close to 6:30 to play. They're not messing around with this milking of the clock. They're going to take every second. Hand off up the middle, Jaron Hilger. Doesn't get much, maybe one or two off right guard. Going to be second down and long for Bartlesville. And maybe with all of this running and standing around, Bartlesville can trick them. Play action fake, something like that. Go deep and end this thing in style. 6:14 and counting left to play in the ball game. 37-27. They can wind the clock down. Close to 5:50 left to play here on this down. As Penrod just stands back there, using the time up. 5 seconds left in the play clock. He moves Simpson in motion to the right. Here's the snap. Hand off to Hilger. Flag on the play, and Jaron gets one or two once again off right guard. Pretty much the same play, and it's going to be an illegal shift penalty, I believe, on the Bruins. That flag stops the clock with 5:49 left to play here in the fourth quarter, 37-27. And Bartlesville going to be backed up deep here. Going to be deep second down and probably 15-16, something like that. We'll see where they officially mark it. And the Bruins may be in a passing situation here eventually, or maybe they'll just try to keep running the clock. We'll see. They declined the penalty, did they?
That's a good call to decline the penalty.
To just keep the time. They declined the penalty, so that way Bartlesville just couldn't leak more time away with an extra down. They didn't get many yards in the play as it was. I mentioned a one-yard gain, so it's really about third down and nine for BHS at their own 33. Need to get to the 42 for a first down, 5:33 and counting. Empty backfield for Penrod on third down and long. He's going to pass it. Quick throw over the middle. Complete to Braden Mayhew. Sidesteps past the man, but can't get any further short of the first down. Across the 35 to the 37. He's going to be short by about 5 yards. And, oh, a late flag. Two late flags came in as a few players were getting kind of chummy toward the center of the field. And this could be a big one. If it happens to be on Bixby, that's a backbreaker for them. But hard to say who it's on. As a bunch of players were down there in kind of a circle.
Well, the reason why I think it is Seth Hindergaard's clapping. He talked to the official. It looked like he shook his head that it was against them.
Well, we'll find out here in a second. Going to be personal foul on Bartlesville. And I think it's going to be offsetting on both. Yes, it is. Personal foul on Bartlesville and a personal foul on Bixby. So it's offsetting penalties. And it's going to be fourth down, and Bixby takes a timeout. So Bartlesville will come out in punt formation when we return. Fourth down and 10, I believe. It's going to be Bartlesville from their own 33.
Fourth and 5. That play stands. It's a dead ball, so it's play stands.
Oh, yeah, then they got the 5 yards. Yeah. Yes, you're right. So fourth down and 5 for Bartlesville from their own 36. And, Jay, I saw you looking at the scores. Did you have any scores?
You know, I was looking to see when the last time Bartlesville beat a big-time program. And Bixby, of course, would classify as a big-time program. And I think I hit the wrong team and was looking at somebody else. But I think Bartlesville beat Union a few years back, and I was trying to look and see what year that was. And that's probably the best team they've beat.
Nowata is leading their homecoming ball game this evening, 55-0 in the fourth. Evidently a running clock over there in Nowata County. It's sister station KRIG 104.9. So that game going to be over rather shortly. As I said, last check I heard, Bahuska was trailing at halftime to Wyandotte 28-6. So the Huskies putting up a fight there against the good ball club in 2A. 5:21 left to play in the game. Fourth down and 5, BHS from their own 37. 37-27, Bartlesville leading Bixby. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality imaging close to home. Don't forget, coming up after this ball game, we're going to have the scoreboard show with Jonathan Eastman. He'll give you all the highlights from around the state, the scores and more, and recap, of course, this one, and it's been a good one from Bixby. Back and forth ball game, but so far, all Bruins in the second half. Not nearly over yet. 10-point ball game. Archambault back to punt. Bixby not really coming after him. Plenty of time. It's a spiraling punt. Pretty good one. Bounces at the 30. And takes a big Bartlesville bounce inside the 25. And is going to roll to the 23-yard line. First down and 10 from their own 23. Tanner Griffin and the Spartans when we come back. 30-second break. You're listening to Bartlesville Football on K1. Start me up. Yes, sir. First down and 10 play by Bixby. It's an incomplete pass over here in the near sideline. Try to get it to Cade Cabanis. Pass is underthrown by Tanner Griffin. So now second down and 10, Bixby from their own 23. Clock is stopped with 5:05 left to play fourth quarter. Bartlesville leading the Spartans 37-27. Shotgun formation. Griffin back to pass. Under pressure, he's tripped up and sacked. Taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Tristan Crowder was over there, as was DeAndre Williams, backup linebacker in there for the tackle. DeAndre Williams has been playing defensive end and some linebacker for the Bruins. He also runs a little tailback for Bartlesville. Did a good job that time rushing the quarterback. He gets a sack. It's now third down and 12 for Bixby. Back at their own 20. Shotgun formation. Griffin going to throw it over the middle, and it is tipped in. Incomplete. Oh. Nearly intercepted. Griffin threw it into three-man coverage, and Mason Mantooth had a beat on that football. Nearly had the interception. Also, Damone Oaktree was over there, and it really had a couple of different guys fighting over it. Mantooth, Oaktree, and also Hunter Gritsmaker were all three around the football, and it fell to the turf harmlessly incomplete. Could have been a big-time interception, but now maybe the play of the ball game. Fourth down and 10 for Bixby. They're going for it at their own 20. Griffin back to pass. Throws over the middle. It is incomplete. Overthrown. He had Cabanis open over here at the 35-yard line. He threw it over him. Went in between his fingertips. Incomplete. And Bartlesville takes over. First down and 10 at the Bixby 20-yard line. Leading by 10. 37-27 with 4:29 left to play in the ball game. And that could be the dagger, Mr. Stump.
Well, here's the biggest part of that. If Bartlesville now, with 4.5 minutes left to go, if they can get down and score, that's 15 points on the tiebreaker. That's a big thing. If they can beat Bixby by 15 points, they take that, and any type of tiebreaker they have, they can definitely use that. And over on the sideline, Nick Gonzalez, one of the defensive guys, man, he was pumped up about his boys, one of the defensive coaches, I should say. He was pumped up about his boys' performance.
Pistol formation. Penrod's going to throw it on first and 10. Dials it over the middle. It's complete for a touchdown. Braden Mayhew takes it down 23 yards, and Bartlesville leads it by 16. 43-27. Bruins in the lead.
I think they got him at the one.
Oh, my goodness. They called him down at the one?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He's down at the one-yard line. Oh, give me a break. It looked like he rolled into the end zone for sure. Nonetheless,
he got his knee down.
It's a 21-yard pass play from Penrod to Braden Mayhew. That takes a touchdown away from Mayhew, but still makes it first down and goal for the Bruins at the Bixby 1. Oh, man.
Well, okay, so here's the nice thing about that.
More time off the
clock. More time off the
clock. That's true. You're right.
But there's many a slip between the cup and the lip.
So first down and goal for Bartlesville at the Bixby 1. See if the Bruins can punch it in. Low snap. Almost a broken play. They hand it off to Hilger, but he gets it in anyway. Dives it over the goal line. Touchdown, Bartlesville. Now it's 43-27. Bruins in the lead of the Spartans. The Bartlesville contingent over there on the far sideline really going crazy. Very nice to see that. And Bartlesville, unbelievable, leads this game by 16 with under 4 minutes left to play.
Yeah, my boy is really excited. I have to mention Trey, one of the biggest Bartlesville sports fans in the world, and he's really excited over there. Of course, he's feeding Facebook very well, and so this extra point.
Oh, man.
Man,
yeah.
Nail in the coffin right here.
Unbelievable. It's been all Bruins here in the second half. Garrett Meidel's PAT is up, and he may have hooked it, and that's no good. So Garrett Meidel, who had not missed a point after attempt, since East Central, he had been perfect for three games. He misses a couple tonight, but the first one we thought might matter ended up not mattering. This one definitely doesn't matter. Bartlesville by 16, 43-27, 3:56 left to play in the ball game. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist.
Noah Bass over and running off a play after that extra point attempt. He was jumping up and down, trying to cheer on the crowd of the Bartlesville faithful, who came strong. They came in late, but they came strong to Bixby. They are pumped. They are excited. And if you can tell it from our voices, we're excited too. And
You
know what? That is not too far off from Mr. Tupa.
You know what? You're right about that. We were kind of chuckling at Mike Tupa before the ball game as he was telling us about his prediction. Of course, he's the sports editor for the Bartlesville Examiner Enterprise. And this is very, very close to what he predicted. Was it 45-28, Jay, is what he said? I can't remember.
I think it was
47-28,
I think is what his...
Well, it's 40, 43-27 right now, so pretty darn close regardless, so we'll have to give him props for that. 3:56 in the ball game, as I mentioned, Bartlesville up by 16, and as we get here, Jay, maybe tally up some of these second half statistics,
sure,
if you would, because the second half performance has been unbelievable for Bartlesville. Bixby only with one touchdown. The BHS defense has really kept Bixby in check this entire second half. Spartans were moving the ball at will their first few drives of the ball game, and something changed. They started getting them off the field a lot faster. The Bartlesville defense has been there. Now the kickoff is fumbled by the Spartans at their 10-yard line, and then the return man is lit up around the 18, one of the biggest hits we've seen this year. And looking over there to see who that was. That was DeAndre Williams with the big hit over there on the right hash. Absolutely lit up. It was Ryan Matthews, the deep man for Bixby, who brought that ball out of the end zone. And he was clocked at the 19-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 Spartans from there with 3:51 left to play in this ball game.
So Bixby had 219 yards in the first half. They do have 184 in the second half. Now keep in mind, most
78
of that
on that one
play.
Yeah,
exactly. And so they've held Nick Roller in check. There's only 40 yards total rushing for the Spartans.
Shotgun formation. Griffin back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Plenty of time. Lobs it incomplete over the middle. Tanner Griffin, I think, is a little bit rattled, to be honest with you. He was so in sync early in the ball game, hitting everybody in those little out patterns and dinking and dunking it down the field. And Bartlesville has really put him in passing situations in the second half, and he has looked a whole lot more uncomfortable.
He is 0 for his last 6. And watch him pass, make a completion here.
And John McKee said, you tackle Nick Roller, you're in business, and Bartlesville's done some of that this evening. Griffin going to pass it. Picked over the middle, intercepted. It's picked off over the middle, and it's going to be returned past the 15 to the 14-yard line. That was Jordy Williams. Yes, sir, there is a flag on the play in the secondary. Pass was tipped and intercepted by Williams, and we'll see what the flag is.
Right where the pick came from, it may be a pass interference of Jordy Williams. I think he kind of blew up during that play, but you've got to allow equal protection on the play. Either
it is pass interference on Bartlesville. So Jordy Williams gets an interception taken away. Clock still stopped with 3:36 left to play here in the fourth quarter. 43-27, Bartlesville in the lead over Bixby. That check on the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality cancer care close to home. Pass interference penalty puts the ball up near the 35-yard line for Bixby. First down and 10 for the Spartans there from their own 35. Into the third quarter in Wyandotte, Bahuska trailing Wyandotte 48-6. Four wideout set. Single back behind Bixby is Tucker Pauly, their backup running back. It's going to be a screen pass, missed and incomplete. Boy, Bixby is all kinds of shooken up. At that time, Tanner Griffin was on a sprint out to the right. And they faked the option that way. Then he kind of planted his foot and went back to throw it to Nick Swanson. And Nick Swanson just dropped the football in the backfield. Throw was on target. He dropped it. Swanson, coincidentally, he's got it targeted a couple times this evening. He did not have one reception coming into the ball game. 3:32 left to play. Second down and 10, Bixby now from their own 35. Here's a snap. Griffin going to pass it again. Steps up. Throws near sideline. That's complete to Kavnis. Stiff arms A.J. Parker. And it's pushed out of bounds at the 42. So he gets about 7 yards in second down and 10. Third down and short upcoming for the Spartans, still in their own territory. 3:24 left to play fourth quarter. Bartlesville leading 43-27.
That was the first reception since that 75-yard pass plus one. There was one other play they got 3 yards on, but really nothing since then. And since the half, he's only completed 3 passes.
Four wideout set. Griffin going to pass it again. Two-step drop, fires it near sideline. That's complete to Kavnis in the Bartlesville territory right out the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 9 there on third down and 3. Stops the clock to move the chains. 3:19 left to play. Once again, Bartlesville up 16, 43-27. Pistol formation. They move Pauly in motion to the left. Here's the snap. Throw far sideline is tipped and nearly intercepted once again. Damone Oaktree over there in coverage on the far sideline, trying to knock the ball away on a little pass into the left flat. Incomplete pass brings up second down and 10 for Bixby. Still from the Bruin 48, 3:13 left to play fourth quarter. Clock is stopped.
And that pass play, Jabone tipped it, and then it hit the wide receiver in the head
and popped up into the air. He almost had a chance to catch it after that. second down and 10. Pistol formation. They're going to hand it off to Pauly up the middle. He's got open field. Across the 40, Dukes past one man and goes out of bounds at the 36-yard line. That's a gain of 12 in second down and 10. Gets out of bounds to stop the clock. 3:06 left to play fourth quarter. First down and 10 upcoming for Bixby.
That wind's kind of shifting. It feels like it's blowing in more to the press box now.
Very excited for these boys, Jay.
Oh, absolutely.
So great.
This is the biggest win I can remember.
On their way to being 5-0, Griffin back to pass. Dials it over the middle, complete for a first down. And that is going to be tackled at the 21-yard line, 16-yard gain on first down and 10. And that was Nick Swanson, who gets his first reception of the year for Bixby. Been targeted a few times tonight. Under 3 minutes to play. There's a flag. It's going to be a false start at Bixby. They got going a little bit too fast. And it's 27-43. Bartlesville up by 16. Under 3 minutes to play fourth quarter. Bruins trying to improve. And I'm not going to say they are going to improve. Let's just say trying to improve still to 5-0. Don't want to say anything too crazy. Maybe soon.
Well, again, this is a big...
They actually
big
called that penalty in Bartlesville, by the way. I don't know what the Bruins did to stop the...
must have been an encroachment.
Must have been an encroachment on defensive line, as Jay said. So now first down and 5 for the Bixby from the Bartlesville 16-yard line. No Nick Roller now that they're all in passing situations. Quick throw over the middle, nearly intercepted once again. Tanner Griffin really having to throw into a lot of coverage, and he's gotten himself into trouble. Of course, had that interception, the pick six by Nate Hansen. Nearly had another interception by Jordy Williams over here. And now it escapes me. Yes, A.J. Parker. I was trying to remember who had that other interception that was big for the Bruins. That was probably the most skilled one. Second down and 5. Quick throw over the middle, incomplete into the end zone by Griffin, trying to get it to Cabinets once again. So now third down and 5 for Bixby, still at the Bartlesville 16-yard line. Clock is stopped at 2:41 left to play fourth quarter. I want to welcome in our listeners on sister station K-Rig 104.9 FM. Bartlesville on the verge of knocking off the defending state champions on the road. Bartlesville leading Bixby 43-27, under 3 minutes left to play in the ballgame. Bixby is driving. They have it third down and 3 now at the Bruin 16. Back to pass. Griffin throws it. Complete near sideline to Cabinets. He gets it across the 10, down to the 9. That's a gain of 7 on third down and 5. So it's going to be first down and goal for Bixby at the Bruin 9. And at this point,
you're playing for points right now.
You're playing for points, and Bixby really needs to, if they're going to have any prayer, they need to score really quickly. Can't get this thing under 2 minutes down 2 scores. And now we've got an illegal shift finally on Bixby. They're going to call another encroachment on Bartlesville. Bixby is moving around in the backfield there, and I'll admit that I've never played football, but something looks amiss to me in what they're doing, and it's drawing the Bruins offside. It's the second time that's happened in this drive. Nonetheless, they'll move it up 5 yards. Now second down and goal for the Spartans at the Bruin 3. 2:28 left to play, fourth quarter. 43-27, Bartlesville in the lead over Bixby. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Gene Phillips Medical Center. Quality imaging, close to home.
You got A.J. Parker on an island out on the other side.
It's an I formation. Play action fake, throw into the end zone, is caught for a touchdown. Play action fake to get into Jared Kerr in the back corner of the touchdown. That is, Jared Kerr. Kerr, so far on the year, had 2 touchdowns, so his 3rd touchdown of the game. That draws Bixby to within 10 points, 43-33, 2:16 left to play, and they're going to have to go for 2. And things a little bit more interesting here, Jay, than you would like. You don't want to, if you can stop the 2-point conversion, you feel pretty good about it. If they get this 2-point conversion, it's a 1-score game.
Yep. 1-score game, and you bring it to a 9-point differential. Or no, I'm sorry, you bring
Bixby, by the way, does have 2 timeouts remaining, so they'll be able to stop the clock a couple times, but if Bartlesville could recover the onside kick after the 2-point conversion, it'd be very hard for Bixby to come back barring any miscues. Here's the snap. They're going to throw it. Griffin throws on the run, backside of the end zone, incomplete. 2-point conversion is no good. Bartlesville still leads by 10. 43-33, Bruins in the lead of the Spartans. 2:16 left to play fourth quarter, and Jay, we mentioned the crowd earlier for Bixby. First of all, nice Bartlesville contingent here. Filled up the entire far visitors' bleachers. But it was so packed in here for Bixby. probably, and you know, and I've been it's around homecoming. A little bit. You know, I know it's homecoming, but I mean, they were overflowing into the aisles, standing on the sidelines. There was no room for the people to go, and it is a sports few remaining now, trailing by 10 with 2:16 left to play in the fourth, and Bixby will have to try an onside kick.
Well, this is this is one of the biggest wins in program history, and now that the Bartlesville has moved into 6A2 play, this is something that Bartlesville can carry on. I said they needed to steal two out of the next three. This is one of the steals, and they can go
yep.
to Muskogee, who is not a bad team.
No,
they're going to give Bartlesville fits. I don't think they're quite the level of Bartlesville. But then they go Booker T in 2 weeks from tonight, and that could be a big game.
Yeah, Booker, I mean, you talk to John McKee, and of course we talk to him every Wednesday, by the way, out at Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. We're there from 6:30 to 7 o'clock in a show that we stream here on, we air it here on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Of course, also online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. And, he mentioned that if they want to host a playoff game, and we'll call the onside kick because it just goes out of bounds. It would have been a penalty on Bixby. It wasn't a very good onside kick. So the Bruins will get the football, I think, in Spartan territory after the turnover. 2:16 left to play fourth quarter. Bartlesville leading Bixby 43-33. But he made his aspirations very clear, both on the show and then in the kickoff luncheon, if you can remember, Jay, all the way back in the early part of September, maybe that was even late August, he talked about hosting a playoff game. And if you want to host a playoff game in 6A2, you've got to finish in the top two of this District 1 on the east half of the state. And if you're going to finish in the top two of the east half district in the state, you have to beat Bixby or Booker T. Washington. Of course, that's on paper. Someone who could, you know, pop up and crop into that top two that we're not thinking of, perhaps, you know, Muskogee or Claremore or somebody like that, Sepulpa perhaps, but the Bruins already beat Sepulpa. And really, Jay, on paper, as Bartlesville has it first down and 10 here from their own 47, and it's going to be a option read. Penrod's going to keep it, and he just takes a knee across the 50 down to the Bixby 47-yard line. And we're going to get a timeout by Bixby. Stops the clock with 2:08 left to play in the game. 43-33, Bartlesville over Bixby. 2:08 left to play in the fourth quarter. Bruins will have a second down and four upcoming. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center. Quality imaging close to home. But, Jay, really, if you look at it on paper, and this is on paper, mind you, the Bruins will have beaten two of the top three or four teams in this district, Sand Springs and Bixby, in the first two games of district play, one of them being on the road. If you remember, Bartlesville was 0-2 in district play on this night last year.
Oh, absolutely. It's a complete turnaround of last year, and they went on a four-game skid, and finishing off with this game on their four-game skid. But this time it's turning around, and Bartlesville is going to move to 5-0, really for the first time in a long time.
Since 2009, I believe. I believe they started 2009 at 5-0. Did you have other scores from the district, sir?
Yeah, so I looked around, and Bicker T had a laugher. They won like 68-24 against Sepulpa. Let's see, Sand Springs over Claremore, 27-7. That game's still in progress. And a final, Muskogee beats Ponca City, 42-13.
So Sand Springs going to move to 1-1 in district play. Claremore at 0-2. It's now second down and four for Bartlesville. They're at the Bixby 47, 2:08 left to play in the ballgame. They hand it off to Hilger, has a first down, squirts into the secondary, close to the 40-yard line. Clock stopped to move the chains. Bixby does have one more timeout, but that first down pretty much made it almost impossible for Bixby. Obviously, it's still a two-score game, but if they get the ball back now, it's going to be back with hardly any time left at all.
Well, they got one timeout, like you said, and there's how much time?
2 minutes exactly, almost.
2 minutes. So you've got 25 seconds between each play. That's 50.
I don't know if we should start doing math on the air.
Yeah.
That's a slippery slope, my friend. You go right ahead.
Minute 40. And you could virtually carry it all the way down. At this point, if they do not get a first down, obviously with them taking another timeout, having one more timeout,
They're out of timeouts now.
So that's 75 seconds that will run off from that 2 minutes. So you have 25 seconds left. So there's your math.
There you go. Good job. You're the MIS guy.
Yeah, whatever.
The silly sports director. First down and 10, Bartlesville, after that run by Hilger. They're at the Spartan 41-yard line. Berwyn's still coming out in their spread formations, not coming out like in a bunch set or anything. There's four wide receivers out there, three to the left, one to the right. Penrod's in the shotgun. Here's the snap. The play action fake. Colton's going to run it himself. Gets it across the 40. Flag, but he breaks it open. Has it inside the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bartlesville. There is a flag on the play. If it stands, it will be a 40-yard touchdown run by Colton Penrod.
I don't think it's going to stand. I think it's a hold.
I believe you're right. Now Jonathan Eastman is texting me the math, too. Jonathan probably...
Oh, it's face mask. That's a touchdown. It was a face mask.
Oh, there you go. So it does stand. A 40-yard touchdown run by Colton Penrod. And the Bruins get their 15 points, Jay, and that is going to be the final nail in the coffin. It's now 49-33, Bartlesville over Bixby. Minute 56 left to play fourth quarter. Extra point pending.
And there goes Mike Tupa's prediction, Mr. Prognosticator of the year on that.
Mike Tupa, the Examiner Enterprise, rode down with us, shared a meal with him beforehand. Jonathan's sending me math still. Minute 56 left to play. PAT by Meidel is good, so he amends for a couple of missed PATs earlier. And it's now 50-33, Bartlesville over Bixby. 50-33, Bruins over the Spartans. Minute 56 left to play fourth quarter, Jay, and 50 points on this Bixby team. Feels pretty good.
So there's another example of where I think Colton Penrod really mimics Baker Mayfield very well. One more analogy to that, let's go out and hang a half a hundred on them. And that's exactly what the Bruins did, hang a half a hundred on the defending state champions, the number one team in the state for 6A2. And Bartlesville is going to improve 5-0.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They'll be 5-0. Bruins scoring 50 points tonight, and I'll have to pull this up now. That is, believe it or not, their highest point total of the year, coming against the defending state champions. Beat East Central 46-0, beat Cashel Hall 42-14, win over Enid 42-20, and then, of course, that win over Sand Springs 24-7. But the big thing in this ballgame, Jay, and I'll go back to it, we talked about the defense. We keep on talking about the defense for the Bruins as they've assessed an unsportsmanlike penalty in Bixby on that PAT on the kickoff now, and this game is not ending here at the very end. It's a minute 50. Seems like we've been under 3 minutes to play for about 20 minutes now. But it's 50-33, Bartlesville over Bixby. Minute 56 to play fourth quarter. That check on the scoreboard brought to you by Gene Phillips Medical Center. Quality imaging close to home. But the big thing, Jay, Bixby only 7 points in the second half. And think of how quickly the Spartans drove the ball down the field in two of their first drives there for 14 points. And ever since then, it's been all Bartlesville, all Bruin defense all the time, as that's an end-over-end kick that goes into the end zone for a touchback by Garrett Meidel. And the Spartans will come on. We'll see if they still have their first string guys in or what they do. If there's under 2 minutes left to play, Bartlesville leads by 17, 50-33, BHS over Bixby.
Great game tonight for the Bruins. Looking at some of the stats for Bartlesville, rushing the ball, they've had a really good night. Second half, they did anyway. 20 carries for 125 yards altogether. 205 on the ground for the Bruins from 38 carries. And Colton Penrod, 13 for 25. He has 246 yards passing. He's got a couple of passing touchdowns as well as a rushing touchdown. So Colton Penrod really doing well for the Bruins. Bartlesville has 451 yards total offense on the night.
And how many of that in the second half?
Another encroachment. In the second half, let's see, Bartlesville picked up 125 on the ground, 153 through the air. So a total of 278 yards in the second half.
So 278 of their how many?
451. And you go over to the Bixby Spartan line, and Bixby has 238, of course, that almost 80-yard pass.
It's a draw play up the middle on first down and 10 for the Spartans to Tucker Pauly, and he's going to get out of bounds across the 25 to the 26, a gain of 6 yards and first down and 10 for the Spartans from their own Sorry about that. Yeah, they started that play from the 25 after the encroachment. Excuse me. So that's a gain of 1 yard by Tucker Pauley. And it's now going to be still second down and about five for Bixby at the Spartan 26-yard line. Clock stopped as he ran out of bounds. 1:49 left to play in the ball game. Here's a snap. Pauley, quick throw left side, complete to Cabinus, short of the first down marker. And the good thing for Bartlesville there, clock is still running as he was stopped in bounds over there by Tristan Crowder. And the clock ticks underneath 1:30 left to play in the ball game. 50-33, Bartlesville over Bixby. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality imaging close to home. Flag comes in on that third down and run play late as Pauley has the first down run. Have not seen Nick Roller since Bixby got down a couple of scores. Since they got down 16, Nick Roller has not been in the ball game, and I do not see him on the sideline either. I could be just glancing over him, but I guess we won't have to see Bixby again until November, so it doesn't particularly matter. It's going to be a face mask in Bartlesville on that third down and run, third down and one run. So now it's going to move him back or forward 15 more yards.
Yeah, he's down there very far in, still got his helmet
strapped up,
so he's still in the game.
Yeah, he looks fine. Of course, he did not play against Claremore, and there was some speculation and rumors playing around whether or not he was going to play tonight against Bartlesville, and he played, and Bartlesville still won. Quick throw near sideline, complete to Cade Cabness into Bruin territory across the 50 near the 47-yard line. That was the first down and 10 play from the Bixby 46, so they get about 8 or 9 there. Second down and short upcoming for the Spartans. Just about 1 minute left to play in the ball game. Bruins by 17, 50-33. In the shotgun, Griffin gets the snap. Three-step drop, throw far sideline. That is complete to Nierman, and he gets a first down and is down across the 39-yard line. That's a gain of about 8 on second down and short. Goes out of bounds, stops the clock with 55.7 seconds left to play in the ballgame. 50-33, Bartlesville over Bixby. Bruins en route to a 2-0 district start. 5-0 beginning to start the 2015 season. Griffin in the shotgun, steps up in the pocket, throws over the middle. It is incomplete. Overthrew his intended wide receiver, Cade Cabness. Tanner Griffin has done that a few times tonight. He did that on his interception to Nate Hansen, overthrowing a guy, and Bruins playing center field back there. Through the safeties have had a chance to pick off even a few more than they've had. They've had two interceptions. Had a third that was called back. Second out of 10 now, Bixby. They're at the Bruin 41. 50-33, Bartlesville over the Spartans. 50.6 seconds left to play. Clock has stopped after that incomplete pass. They hand it off up the middle to Tucker Pauley, and he's drugged down at the 45. Gain of 4. Clock running. Under 40 seconds to play in the ballgame. Bixby hurrying up, trying to get some points on the board here toward the end. Under 35 seconds, Griffin gets the shotgun snap. Waits in the pocket, has plenty of time. Throws it near sideline, once again overthrown. Intended wide receiver was Cade Cabness, and Griffin has just been firing things over his wide receiver's head. Cabness wouldn't have caught that one if he was 8 feet tall.
No, unless he was in the Tulsa International Airport flying range, never would have caught that.
30.1 seconds left to play. Now fourth down and 4 for Bixby at the Bruin 35. Bartlesville fans on their feet. If Bartlesville can get this stop here, they'll kneel it and end the ballgame. Here's a snap. They hand it off up the middle to Tucker Pauley. He's going to have the first down across the 35 to the 30 to the 21-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 12 or 13 there on fourth down and 4. 25 seconds left to play in the ball game. Quick snap. Griffin, ball fakes, throws it into the end zone, and it is tipped and incomplete. And now they're going to call pass interference on Easton Hammond over there. And I thought Hammond had a pretty good play. I think the problem was he did not look back at the football. This is Jay mentioned. He saw the ball coming, I believe, in the intended wide receiver's eyes, and that was Connor Walker over there on the far sideline who Griffin was trying to get that ball to. And Hammond's had him covered, but he was beat by about half a step, and he kind of threw his hands up at the last second and knocked the ball away without turning his head. You have to turn your head. So pass interference, now going to be first down and 10, Bixby, in the game that won't end. 19.2 seconds left to play now. Bartlesville leading Bixby 50-33. That check on the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality surgical care close to home. First down and 10 now for the Spartans at the Bartlesville. Is that the 10 or the 11? I think it's the 11, so they can get the first down. Empty backfield. Griffin gets the snap, steps up in the pocket. Now he's flush, runs left side, sacked. Taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Couple different Bruins over there on the tackle.
Yeah, it looks like it was side yet. I haven't seen his number. Maybe
it was Tristan Crowder over there.
Seth Hendergaard, I think.
Seth Hendergaard also. Both those guys on the right side of the defensive line, and that's going to be the ball game. The Bruins students are running onto the field, or at least they're going to attempt to run onto the field. I don't know if they're going to be allowed to. Yeah, here they come. Well, now they're being kind of hesitant about it, but nonetheless, they were trying to run on the field.
Yeah, here they come.
Bartlesville going to win this one 50-33. 50-33, the Bruins beat the Spartans. Bartlesville knocks off the second or first-ranked team in Class 6A2, depending on where you look. Bartlesville 5-0, 2-0 in district play, and in the driver's seat to host the playoff game. We'll take a quick 30-second break, come back, and quickly wrap things up before the scoreboard show. You're listening to Bruin Football on K1. Ooh, crazy is what they think about me. Welcome back to Bixby. Bartlesville leading the Spartans, or leading the Spartans. It's finally over, beating the Spartans 50-33. Bruins improved to 5-0, 2-0 in district play. Jay, we'll give you the final stats in a second. I want to thank everyone for listening to our broadcast brought to you by American Heritage Bank, Jane Phillips Medical Center, Buffalo Wild Wings, Tri-County Tech, Arvest Bank, ConocoPhillips, Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist, Dunch's Family of Autos, Dink's Real Pit Barbecue, Tulsa Bone, and Join of Bartlesville, Flowerland, Hideaway Pizza, Wassmiller Insurance, KOTV, the News on 6, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Edward Jones, your local Randy Bloom agent, or your local Edward Jones agent, Randy Bloom, Salter Insurance, Joe Robenstein, Phillips 66, United Linen and Uniform, KJRH TV, 2 News works for you, Pittsburgh State University, Sterling's Grill, RCB Bank, TCC, Tulsa Community College, Oakley Chevrolet Buick, Fastlane Phillips 66, Musselman Abstract, and Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck. Also that area team spotlight brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
Well, looking at the stats real quick, Colt Binrod, what can I say? He had 106 yards on the ground unofficially with a touchdown rushing. He was 13 of 25, 52% passing with 246 yards passing through the air, and he also was had two passing touchdowns. Bruins in the night with 451 yards total offense. They never did get a snap after that big run by Colton Penrod. On the other side, Nick Roller was held to 30 yards unofficially in the second half. He ends the night
with
135 yards rushing off of 29 carries, 4.6 yards per carry.
Into the ball game, sorry not to interrupt you, Jay, Roller had averaged 230 yards per game and was carrying at an 8.3 yards per carry clip.
Yep, and the Bixby Spartans had 493 yards total offense. Again, they had several big plays, but Tanner Griffin was, 28 of 51 and had two interceptions with 300 and some odd yards passing. Ends the night with 55% passing, 2.5 yards per catch.
Wow.
For Tanner Griffin. And Bruins go on to defeat the number one Bixby Spartans and they suffer their first loss in 6A2 play.
Yeah, suffer their first loss in 6A2 play. They have not lost to anyone other than Jinx since week 10 of 2013. They fall to the Bruins here 50-33. Don't forget the scoreboard show coming up right here on K1 and K-Rig 104.9. Jonathan Eastman will have all the highlights from this great one and the No Waters blowout and all that good stuff coming up here across of Bartlesville Radio and BartlesvilleRadio.com. For Jay Stump and Tommy McGanna back in the studio, I'm Evan Farbach. Bruins with a huge win. They knock off the Bixby Spartans 50-33.